USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The House Select Committee looking into the January 6th insurrection has issued a subpoena to the Secret Service Friday, that following a government watchdog accusing the agency of erasing text messages from January 5th and 6th of last year after the watchdog's office requested them. The text messages could provide insight into what the agency did that day, as well as the actions of now former President Trump. The agency said the messages were replaced as part of a long-planned device replacement program. Crews south of France continue to fight wildfires that have consumed more than 22,000 acres. More than 1,200 firefighters have been deployed, but wildfires are among dozens across Europe that are driven by a heat wave. The National Weather Forecaster in France is predicting temps of at least 104 degrees Fahrenheit to the country's Atlantic coast. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
President Biden says that he brought up the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi to Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Ellie Andrews has more from Los Angeles.
With respect to the murder of Khashoggi, I raised it at the top of the meeting, making it clear what I thought of it at the time and what I think of it now. And it was exactly, I was straightforward and direct in discussing it.
Biden went on to state that the Crown Prince responded by saying he was not personally responsible for the murder and that the action was taken against those who were responsible. With the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The president left the Middle East without explicit assurances that the Saudis will pump more oil to ease gas prices. But Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Adel Al-Jubeir told CBS News that it likely won't help the U.S.
America has a shortage of refining capacity. No refinery has been built in decades.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Lawmakers in Sri Lanka have begun the process of picking a new leader after the president bailed after mass protests last weekend over the country's economic collapse. The prime minister was installed as an interim president. The new leader could appoint a new prime minister who would then have to be approved by parliament. Nominations for the election of a new president will be heard on Tuesday. If there is more than one candidate, lawmakers will vote on Wednesday. The war in Ukraine lingered in the background as leaders of the G20 met for a summit in Bali this week, tackling global issues like inflation and food crises. They could not bridge differences over the war in Ukraine, however. Despite the disagreement, members did agree on a range of issues, including the need to improve food security and create a way to pay for pandemic preparedness. American soprano singer Angel Blue says she won't perform in an opera in Italy this month because blackface was used in the staging of a different work this summer on the same stage. She posted the note on her Instagram page. Blue blasted the use of, quote, archaic theatrical practices as offensive, humiliating, and outright racist. The theater said it was hoping that Blue, who is black, would accept an invitation to meet with officials in a dialogue over the issue, adding it had no reason nor intent whatsoever to offend and disturb anyone's sensibility. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.